Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I am on my way to the doctor's office to get the results of my MRI. And I forgot to mention, well, I didn't really forget, I just didn't do it yesterday, that thanks to Daylight Gambler, Phil Sorrell, I sat in the room that does the MRI with my arm extended into the tube. And I remember him doing an audio boo about, like a soundscape of MRI sounds. And the whole time I was laying there, I was trying to remember if any of the sounds were on his audio boo. And sitting, laying there, I had the sensation of my hand being compressed, you know, like, and my fingers, like my hand elevating at times, and then at other times it was being compressed by the pillows that were, you know, propping it in the proper position. And then I was having like muscle spasms where my index finger wouldn't stay still. And I was trying so hard to control it. And, but yeah, it's funny how, you know, the whole, I don't know, internet audio boo thing sometimes works. Like the other day I was in my car and Mr. Brightside came on by the Killers. And again, the audio boo that I listened to that Daylight Gambler did for Octaver popped into my head. And I was thinking, damn it, every time I hear the Killers, I'm going to think of Octaver and Daylight Gambler because he likes the Killers. Isn't that strange? I mean, I wasn't like, you know, upset about it, but I'm thinking, how funny that the mind, you know, triggers memories from, you know, different stimuli. Is that it? From, you know, smelling and hearing and tasting and how the brain pulls all those memories back and says, hey, that smell reminds us of, and then you get the memory or taste, you know. Sorry for that little break. I had to, I was at an intersection, so I don't like talking to myself. Appears to be talking to myself at intersections. People are like, what the hell? She talking to? But of course, you know, anymore people have Bluetooth in their ear, and that just bugs me. When you're out shopping and you hear somebody talking and you're like, you don't want to be rude, so you say, excuse me, sorry, and then they turn around and then you see that stupid thing sticking out of their ear, and then you feel stupid, and I'm like, you know what, anymore I don't care if somebody's talking, I'm not gonna answer them until they poke me in the shoulder and say, excuse me, I have a question. But anyway, so I'm driving to the doctor's now and to get the results of the MRI. And all I could think of is I'm going to end up getting a shot of cortisone in my hand. And I've had a shot of cortisone before in my left hand when I developed trigger finger due to an injury working with my other job, wheelchairs and driving. And it just hit my finger just right and pulled the whatever tendon out, and it had to be popped back in. Anyway, I'm not looking forward to this because, for one, I mean, it feels okay when it's, you know, like the next day. But the first day that you get the shot at cortisone, it's like, oh, God, it hurts.
I'm not afraid of needles. I like needles. I like watching. I like pain. Yes, people, I'll go figure. I can handle all that. I can handle going to the dentist. I don't have a problem with that. I challenge myself. It's, you know, mind over matter. However, I just have a problem with the after part where the soreness comes in, you know, the immediate moment of, you know, the needle jabbing you in the hand or skin is no biggie. It's the afterwards that gets me. All right, running out of time. Later, people.